We begin this hour with a look at a set of traditions within the NFL that may permit a level of violence and tension that has seriously disrupted a team this week. Jonathan Martin, second-year offensive lineman with the Miami Dolphins, has reportedly left the team after allegedly enduring repeated incidents of harassment and bullying by teammates. Martin was reportedly not the only victim. Richie Incognito, a 9-year veteran and Martin's line mate, has been described as the source of the harassment and has been indefinitely suspended by the Dolphins after reports which included, thus far reported, making Martin pay huge dinner and bar bills accrued by older teammates on nights out, including a $15,000 trip to Las Vegas, and voicemails and texts that verbally threatened Martin and his family, sometimes with racially inflammatory language.
You know what, I'm just trying to weather the storm right now, and this will pass.
You know, there's an allegation that you left these voicemails on Jonathan Martin's voicemail. What do you have to say about those?
You know, no comment right now. We're just going to kind of weather the storm, and that's it.
That's Richie Incognito speaking to Miami's WSVN. Incognito has denied that the incidents are serious, but other reports say he may have been specifically ordered to have toughened up Martin by the coaching staff, although teammates yesterday had nothing to say about those reports.
Does he like to give guys a hard time? Yes. Does he like to pester guys and have fun? Yes. But he brought a lot of laughter to this locker room. He brought a lot of cohesiveness to this locker room. And he was the best teammate that I could ask for.
I never thought it was a death threat. I never thought he was actually going to do the things he said. And if you can't take validity from one part of the voicemail, how can you take validity from the whole part? You know, you can't pick and choose which parts count, which parts don't count.
At the very least, this is a huge distraction for the Miami Dolphins team members and coaching staff in the middle of the season. But joining us to talk about the culture of the NFL locker room is Wade Davis, retired NFL player. Wade, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Great. How do you evaluate what's going on here? Is there any sort of rule, kind of fraternity, sort of hazing idea, subculture that you could respond to here and give us some context?
Well, to be honest, you know, I had the privilege of being on 5 different NFL teams, two in NFL Europe. And, you know, to be honest, there are things that go on in the NFL locker room that a person from the outside looking in may not understand. You know, I'm sure if I took a group of anyone's friends and I was an outsider and I saw the way that they interacted and the language that they may use, you know, I may say, hey, that's inappropriate. But I think that we have to be really mindful of context, you know, and I'm 100% behind Jonathan Martin and think that some of the language that Richie Incognito used went above and beyond what people who are in a workplace environment and or friends should basically use. But I just want to be mindful that that context matters, you know, and that the way that I may interact with my three sisters, you know, someone else may say, hey, like, I don't really appreciate the way that his sisters are talking to him and vice versa. So I just don't want the NFL, or whether it's fraternities or whether it's the workplace on Wall Street, you know, to get a bad rap when context really does matter.
Although, do you think it is a working environment that's tough? I mean, do you hear the N-word all the time? Are there references to being gay as a pejorative that just gets thrown around in a way that would be utterly shocking in any other workplace?
I think that there is language that's used that may not be, you know, conducive to other working environments, but sports teams are not your typical work environment. You know, I'm an openly gay male, and I never felt bullied or harassed. Granted, I wasn't out while I was playing, but even while I was playing in the NFL, I never heard homophobic language used. Now, I'll be honest that there is other language that someone may deem sexist, and or have issues around race, but it's an environment that is very different, and you have to come into that environment knowing what you're getting into. You know, the same environment that existed in the NFL also was very, very similar in college. It was very, very similar in high school.
All right, Wade, so I'm, you know, I'm a veteran on the team. You're picking up the tab at this dinner for, you know, $6,000. Does that ever happen to you?
Well, yes. Yeah, so there is a system, right? When you're a rookie, that you take out your veteran players, but also players know how much you make. You know, so I was a free agent. You know, I was making the league minimum. So what I had to pay was a couple hundred bucks. You know, and or it was getting some veterans coffee. You know, or donuts. You know, if you're a first round draft pick, you know, maybe your tab is $5,000. But it's just a way for.
All right, yeah, I get it. It's sort of the pecking order kind of thing. Finally, Jonathan Martin seems to have walked away from a lifelong dream to be in the NFL. I think you can probably respond to that because of your time and your dream to make it in the NFL. Something big happened here, yes?
You know, I do think that there's something that, you know, there was a guy for the Denver Broncos who just popped up and quit. You know, there are many reasons why guys choose to not play a sport anymore. I think that whatever happened in Miami definitely spawned, you know, Mr. Martin to stop playing. But I think as more of the information gets out, we'll find out that there was a potential that he felt it this way long before some of these issues were happening.
Tough decisions, that's for sure. Wade Davis, retired NFL player. Thanks so much, Wade.
No problem.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.